In 1929, the year this area became Brown County State Park, the stock market crashed and threw the country into the Great Depression. In the election year of 1932, the American people swept Franklin D. Roosevelt into the presidency. Roosevelt and his advisors had quite a variety of ideas and plans, collectively called the New Deal, to get the country's economy back on its feet. Among the earliest put into operation was the Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC, which Congress passed into federal law at the end of March 1933. Roosevelt's idea was to reclaim and conserve our natural resources while simultaneously rescuing the country's unemployed youth, especially those in urban areas, from moral decay. Many people associated closeness to nature and rigorous outdoor activity with spiritual uplift. The CCC trained jobless men 18 to 25 in various forestry and construction skills and put them to work in parks and forests throughout the country. There they lived in camps and sent the majority of their earnings, $30 a month, to their families. The CCC was one of the most successful of the New Deal efforts. Few people criticize an agency through which they can see young men growing healthy and strong in the great outdoors as they channeled their energies into restoring the countryside. Although the CCC was originally geared toward young, inexperienced men, Roosevelt soon gave groups of unemployed World War I veterans the opportunity to join. Such men comprised the first CCC camp at Brown County State Park, opened in June 1934. Later in 1938, a second camp opened here. The men of the CCC carried on a variety of work that shaped the park as we know it today. As in several other Indiana state parks, the CCC carved out several trails and constructed service roads throughout the formidable terrain. Along the trails, they erected shelters and fireplace ovens. CCC workers built the park's basic infrastructure, such as its water supply system, that would make the new state park more accessible for public use. The southern portion of present-day Brown County State Park was an adjacent but separate state property when the CCC camp opened in 1934. There, 10 years earlier, the Department of Conservation had established the Brown County Game Preserve, with activities centering in the area that today is the Buffalo Ridge Campground. When Brown County State Park opened to the public, visitors freely wandered into the Game Preserve area as well. To accommodate them, the CCC constructed an exhibit shelter to help educate people about animals from the surrounding forests and fields, and also to help keep the public away from the brooding and nesting areas. Another favorite site for curious park visitors was the CCC camp itself farther south. A picnic ground today marks the area. You're sitting in an open-air amphitheater that the CCC constructed in 1936, as a place for programs and entertainment for visitors and guests at the nearby cabins and lodge. If you wish to stay here a while longer to enjoy the surroundings, perhaps listen to the variety of birds that now call this woods home, turn off the CD. When you're ready to leave, proceed on down the trail and start the CD again.